The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very kind of you to tune in today. Do appreciate it. No More Empty Pots. It's an organization that has provided holistic support to Omaha and surrounding communities. The service distributes weekly plant-based meals prepared by professional chefs using local seasonal ingredients. The facility manager is Susan Whitfield, and she joins me here for the Live and Local segment. Susan, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to share news about Food Day Omaha. As you're aware, it happened last week, but still some good information, and folks can go to our website to gain insight and information or details about the various organizations and nonprofits that participated in Food Day Omaha.
And what is that website?
It's fooddayomaha.com.
Well, that's very convenient and easy. And No More Empty Pots is one of the organizations that that participated. You guys have been around for a decade now, and you've been there since the start. Can you tell us how this began and how the mission was formed?
Well, it began in 2009, where there were four individuals that were interested in addressing some of the needs as far as food insecurity, as far as unemployment, all the isms that were faced with a lot of the communities on the north side, but it wasn't specifically for the, targeted for the north side. It was good Metro Omaha area and also southwest part of Iowa. So basically our mission was to connect individuals and groups to improve their self-sufficiencies, regional food security, and economic resilience of urban and rural communities through advocacy and action.
And how did that manifest itself? I mean, what types of activities do you as an organization of No More Empty Pots, what do you participate in, or how do you help people in this quest?
That's a good question, Mike. It's a variety of ways. The name No More Empty Pots is not just dealing with food, but it is the driving force for right now. So when we started looking at what we can do to support the community, one of the things we wanted to talk about is how do we now teach the community how to grow, harvest, and preserve their foods. So meaning is that we did education around how you can start your garden, whether it's in the in-ground, whether it's above ground, whether it's 4x4. To support that effort, we have cooking classes where we partner with some of our community partners, such as Charles Drew Health Center, and went into some of the Omaha Public Schools and provided cooking classes. And because of the pandemic, we're not doing that now, but we do have those classes that we offer online. We have several gardens that we supported and helped with other organizations to help individuals to grow their food. Folks realize that when things are real tight, when they are struggling to try to feed themselves, you can grow your food and you can have food all year round. So in addition to the garden program and the cooking program, we have a culinary program where we are teaching individuals who are interested in going into the basic skill sets that you would need for culinary skills to work in a restaurant. Right now, that's a little limited because of pandemic. We also have it's a program now that we're very excited about. It's called Feeding Our Neighbors. And this is a program that we launched in March of this year when pandemic hit, because what we've learned is that a lot of families and individuals were struggling who lost their jobs, didn't have the finances to be able to feed themselves in a healthy manner. So this program addresses that, where individuals who are in need, they can contact us and they will get plant-based meals on a weekly basis. There's no charge to them, and we're very excited about it. Equally, we are able to partner with local farmers as well as gardeners as well as farmers in the in this region, so that we are using seasonally grown foods as well as supporting our farmers and gardeners. They're very excited about that.
I don't blame you at all. From March to August of this very year, over 26,000 meals for nearly 9,000 individuals across 46 zip codes in two states have been provided. It's a Herculean task, and you've certainly done yeoman service to it. Were you hinting at, do you teach canning as well, like our grandparents used to do?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I thought so. When you said preserving the food from the garden and you can have it all year round, I mean, nothing like grabbing a can of the peaches or the pickled rinds or something, the watermelon rinds off of grandma's shelf and having a good piece of summer right there. That's fantastic. She is Susan Whitfield, the facility manager for No More Empty Pots. If you're looking for information, you can go to the website nmepomaha.org. That stands for No More Empty Pots, omaha.org. Susan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me to be a part of this. This is exciting for us.